We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Okay, restaurants have lost more jobs and more revenue than any other sector of the U.S. economy because of the pandemic, especially here in Pennsylvania. You know how hard hit our local businesses, our small businesses across Pennsylvania. They've been so hard hit. So what's going on now with all the Pennsylvania rationing and our most popular champagnes, bourbons, tequilas, cognacs, and whiskeys? Let's get some answers from our friend and our guest today, Chuck Moran, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Licensed Beverage and Tavern Association. Good morning, Chuck. Thanks for joining the Dawn Show.
Oh, thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate the opportunity.
Always, always. Listen, tell us how you're doing and how this ration, the latest thing to hit our businesses, how this is impacting us.
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, we're our industry, and just for clarification, I represent the small business mom and pop taverns and licensed restaurants. You know, we're trying to recover, but it's one thing after the next, and we just can't seem to catch a break. And, you know, we're hoping our state legislature, now that they're back in Harrisburg, they take notice that it's one thing after the next and maybe move some bills that would be helpful. But, you know, this latest one kind of sprung on us late last week that there's 43 different types of liquor bottles that, you know, they're going to basically limit the two bottles at a time that you can buy. And it's not just our bars. It's also, you know, you as a consumer walking into a state store, you know, if you want one of those brands, you're going to be limited.
So I think the big question everybody's asking is, well, hey, this is not hitting every state in America. So why are we being rationed? And doesn't it then impact our small businesses that you represent, Chuck Moran? Doesn't it impact them? Because people might just go to Delaware or Jersey.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I know we're not the only state out there, but there's only been a handful from what I understand. I'm not sure. I heard that New Jersey may have put some restrictions on too recently, but I'm not 100% certain of that. But, yeah, it definitely hurts our business. You know, first of all, you know, you have that customer who's looking for that one specific drink, and if you can't offer it to them, they might not come in at all. That's lost revenue. And, you know, our members last year, when we studied year-to-year financials for them, they lost hundreds of thousands of dollars, and that's not good for a small business. And also, you know, it also impacts people who work at these locations. You know, my average member only has 16 employees. Last year, 13 of those employees were laid off at one point because of mitigation orders.
Right. So as we head into the fall, and we're all sort of bracing and hoping for the best, you know, but preparing for the worst. And so as we head into the fall, what's your sense, and what are you bracing for?
That's a good question. Yeah, you know, I think the industry is just kind of numb at a certain point. I mean, we're waiting for the next thing to happen. We just don't know exactly what it will be. You know, between labor problems, the shortages that we're facing, because it's not just it's just not this liquor product. You know, we went through the chicken wing issue. We went through ketchup packets, plastic cups. You know, it's been one. And stuff that you can get, it's really, the prices are really high on some of these items now. So, I mean, it's really hard to tell what's next. I think the industry has done a good job of rolling with the punches so far, but, you know, one of these punches are going to knock them down pretty hard, and hopefully we can get in front of that and get the legislature to take some action before that happens.
Yes, and so we heard about earlier this year the $145 million COVID-19 hospitality industry recovery program. They call it CHIRP. And
yes. Mm-hmm.
So how is that? It's $145 million for grants to support the hurting hospitality industry. How has the rollout of that been? And is it reaching the people who need it?
Well, that's a good question. And similarly, at the federal level, you have the Restaurant Relief Fund. Both of them, good thoughts, stuff that we really, really wanted, but they're really underfunded. Only one in three establishments that put in an application got any money. I mean, I have board members who, were very active in lobbying for that, calling their elected leaders, and they didn't get a penny out of it. And that's a shame because, you know, many people who could use it got nothing. And you know, I'm glad that the people who got it, but it seems like they could have either spread it out a little bit better so that everybody got something or put more funds in there to help everybody.
And so can you update us? And I know, Chuck Moran, we appreciate that you've come on the Zioli Show and now the New Dawn Show to update us on what's happening. I know the predictions were dire for how many small businesses in the hospitality industry for our bars and restaurants. I know there was a prediction of how many would go out of business. Do you have an update on that? How many actually have shut down across Pennsylvania?
You know, I don't have an update on how many shut down and so forth. Literally I was talking yesterday to one of my members who just reopened after a year and several months because of everything that was going on. I think as we go forward, you'll find that some of the ones who were really small probably got out. They probably sold their license while they could. Early on, before there was any funding provided, we were predicting, up to 20, 25, 30% of these small businesses wouldn't exist in a year if they received no help. Really what has helped them, though, are the patrons. When there was no help coming from the state, it was the patrons who were going in, ordering takeout, buying gift cards. They're the ones that kept a lot of these small businesses alive, and we're very thankful for the patrons and all that they did in the past year to help these small business taverns and licensed restaurants keep their head above the water.
That's good to hear, truly. So we have this delegation from FIFA and U.S. soccer officials. They're visiting Philadelphia today in this bid we're hearing about to bring the World Cup games to the city in 2026, so it'll be at least 2 weeks. Lot of tourism and so on. Something like that. What is the impact for restaurants? And not just in Philadelphia, obviously, because when you have that many people coming here, right, it moves out to South Jersey, to our suburbs. So what, to have an event like that, if we get that, which everybody says it looks good for us, what does that mean for our restaurants and bars?
Yeah, that's a great question and a great opportunity for the Philadelphia area. That just fills up your hotel rooms. It fills up your restaurants. People will go out in the evening after the games and or during the day for lunch between games or whatever. And, they'll be bringing money into the community. That generates, local taxes, state taxes. It employs people. It helps those businesses pay off their bills and so forth. I'm not as familiar with the FIFA that you had mentioned, so I don't know the details of that, but I would think that could be a multi-million-dollar investment for the city to help all these businesses.
Yeah, we hope so, right? Cross our fingers on that one. And I want to ask you about, you've mentioned the lawmakers, so our legislature in Harrisburg. So they came back early from they came back early. They weren't supposed to come back for another week yet. And they came back early to deal with some masking rules and other mandates and other legislation. But what do you hope, and what do our restaurants and bars hope the legislature can take care of? Specifically, what are you looking at?
Yeah, so they're both the House and Senate's in session today. In fact, they should be in right about now, at least the House should be. There's several bills up there that we'd like to see them work on. Certainly, there's opportunities for them to replenish that CHIRP program. That would be a great one for them to consider. We have a bill up there that would encourage outdoor dining by looking at noise ordinances. You know, your taverns and licensed restaurants, they're not allowed to have any noise on their property line. So that's almost impossible to do if you have a deck or something and people out there eating and maybe some light music on. So we'd like to see the noise ordinances changed a little bit to help them out and encourage outdoor dining. There's opportunities for the state to, since they are making a lot of money on liquor, there's an opportunity to offer taverns and licensed restaurants maybe a little bit more of a discount when they're required to buy their liquor from the state. There's those types of things that we would like to see happen.
And moving forward, what do you think it means to restaurants and bars and the entire hospitality industry to have the vote that we saw last May, where the governor, because I know that many, many experts, and you included, talked about the seemingly arbitrary rules that were imposed. So do you think as we move forward into the winter and with the Delta variant and the Mu variant and all these variants with COVID, I mean, do you think that this winter will be easier in essence because we will have legislative checks and balances on anything that, you know, that the governor would want to impose as far as rules?
Yeah, so, you know, with the vote that happened, you know, the legislature will be involved at this point after a 3-week time period. Yeah, a lot of my members were constantly trying to get in front of the changes. And it seemed like every other week there was a new rule for them to follow. And,
yes,
you know, and it was hard for them to keep up with it all. And you know, then you have the fare factor involved as well. You know, I only time will tell how this all plays out. But I certainly hope that now that these checks and balances are in place, that we have a better rounded government that can work for the people. And certainly I hope that you know, the legislature can act in a timely manner when needed. And hopefully these will benefit our communities in terms of, you know, keeping workers working and businesses open.
What has the past 18 months meant for you, Chuck Moran, executive director of the Pennsylvania Licensed Beverage and Tavern Association? It's a big, long title for you. But, you know, I know that you personally have been impacted by this. You know, these mom and pop restaurants and bars and businesses. And I just, you know, wonder if you could express the emotion and what you and the people you represent across the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, what you've been through, and maybe some of the resilience you've seen as well.
Yeah. You know, first of all, it's probably the busiest year I've ever had in my career.
Not in a good way.
And the story I like to tell is that the emotions, I mean, they were all over the place, and sometimes they were quite scary. The story I like to tell without naming names, you know, I was talking to a member, and she was, you know, close to retirement, and her business is her retirement package, and she was seeing it go down the drain because of everything. And she was saying things that had me very, very concerned, so concerned that I said to her, look, I want to give you the phone number for the suicide prevention line. If you need it, you call it. If you need anything, you call me. I was so worried about that owner because I wasn't sure what they were going to do. Now, you know, she went on with her business and she's still working and she's reopening, and hopefully things are moving in a positive direction for her. But that's the type of story that you know, I faced the last year. These business owners, that's their livelihood. That's their retirement package. And they were very, very concerned about whether or not they could survive and how this will impact the rest of their lives. And they were also very, very concerned for their employees, because especially around the holidays, because a lot of these waiters and waitresses and bartenders, they really rely on the job and especially tips to help buy Christmas gifts for their family. So there were a lot of very unfortunate stories I heard in the past year. But, you know, they keep rolling with the punches. They don't know what's next. And they've been doing a good job of figuring out how to, redesign their business. You know, a lot of them weren't set up for takeout, that's for sure.
Yes.
Now a lot of them are set up for takeout. And again, going back to the role of the patrons, they did a wonderful job in ordering takeout and buying gift cards and keeping these businesses alive. And many of them tipped very generously to help those waiters and waitresses and bartenders.
Yeah, we've talked a lot about that. I think it's so important. And, you know, I think what else is important, I think of, you know, every once in a while somebody says to me, oh, I don't vote. That's a bunch of politicians and career politicians. I don't want to get involved with that. And I'm thinking about that person who doesn't want to get involved or doesn't want to do their homework or vote in elections, and how that might affect somebody like you and all of the great people in our communities who are business owners who, like you said, their dreams have been shattered or they're right on the verge of losing everything. And can you take me through that piece of it? I mean, what you say to somebody who says, oh, it doesn't matter who gets elected, but to you, it does matter in that regard.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's funny that you brought up this story, because my president and I recently have been talking about this exact issue. Tom Tyler from McStew's Irish Pub down there in Bucks County. Whether it's the public or even the business owner, trying to get people involved is key. It's incredible what PAC dollars can do up at the Capitol. It's incredible what a grassroots system can do up at the Capitol. The more calls going into the Capitol makes a big difference. If you're a small business tavern or licensed restaurant, and you're not a member of the Pennsylvania Licensed Beverage and Tavern Association, you're hurting the industry, plain and simple. You're hurting the industry. You got to be a part of this. And similarly, you should be part of other things, too. The local chamber of commerce you should be a part of. You know, if you're in another industry that has an association up in Harrisburg, join. It can only help your business and help your industry. And, you know, as you're helping your industry, you'll also get some benefits for your business as well. You know, you'll get opportunities for things like life insurance and discounts on business insurance and so forth. And that's what we do. You know, we're up there lobbying for our industry first and helping all the small business licensed restaurants and taverns across the state.
That's so important. Well, Chuck Moran, I hope that we can keep checking back in with you. We really appreciate your time. I know you have to run off to probably lobby for our small businesses. I know you have to get going. But thank you so much. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the show anytime.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.